Welcome back, folks. I'm very glad to be the phone room. We've got Rob Genoff of Nutrix.org. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Thank you very much for joining us. I feel this is a huge honor to be talking to the guy who is going to be known as the creator of the Apple logo.
Well, thank you.
Tell us how that came about. Was that a bolt of the blue? Did you have a eureka moment, or was it a long, drawn-out, month-long process of drawing different fruit? Was it going to be a banana at one point?
No. I must say, it was a real eureka kind of thing.
Really?
I was kind of new guy at this agency. I'd just been there less than a month. And so I got this job to design a logo for this little company of two guys. and they weren't paying, so it was like went to me, the low guy. And so I bought a bag of apples, and I had a put a bowl on my desk, and I just sort of stared at it for a day and a half, and, you know, just to really get into the shape and all, and the bite thing really came, you know, kind of as a chuckle. I mean, I wanted to make sure people knew it was an apple and not a tomato or something like that, and so that's where that came, and then after I realized, oh, B-Y-T-E, then so that kind of worked, and you know, it was, we're talking about like the you know, the mid 70s, like I think I did that 76 77.
Yeah.
And I was a real Beatles Yellow Submarine fan, so I think a lot of the stripe business was coming from there. I guess I had been working for, I'd been out of school for about 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was still under that spell.
Have you read the Jean-Louis Gasset explanation of the logo, and do you fill a hole in the water?
I think I did read it once a while back, and I love it when people get real esoteric about what I did. It wasn't like that at all.
Nothing like that?
No, it was, I mean, you know, when you're a designer and you're working on a project, sometimes the solutions come really fast, and you know they're really right when that happens, as opposed to laboring and noodling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was kind of the way that worked out, and quite frankly, that was, you know, a really lucky thing on my part to be, you know, at that place at that time. So it really worked out. And you know, also what's a very weird thing, like I said, I had been working for about 5 or 6 years, so it was kind of early in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do something that gets so much notoriety and it lasts for so long, so early in your career, it kind of helps the rest of the career, but it's hard to kind of match it later on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no kidding. It's like the Nobel Prize winner who wins it at 20 and doesn't do anything else the rest of his life. Yeah.
It really didn't get that much. You know, when I first did it, I entered it in a couple of shows and never got anywhere. So, you know, time will tell. But, you know, the real charm of the thing was that, you know, that Steve's vision was so great.
Mm-hmm.
And that the product itself developed into such a fabulous breakthrough that, and I was just so lucky to be part of it.
Are you surprised at how well it's held up over the years? I mean, I've seen various surveys that it's in one of the most recognized corporate logos in the world, like top three, along with Coca-Cola and maybe Ford or GM. Are you surprised that the logo, in its design, its shape, anyway, has certainly stood the test of time and hasn't been altered at all?
I'm amazed, quite frankly, that it ranks among those icons sort of blows my mind. In fact, I run across it all the time. I mean, I'm looking in, you know, in a bookstore, thumbing through art books and logo books and things like that, and I'll come across it, and oh, there's the logo, and oh, there's my name. So it's a real thrill, you know.
Now you're running your own design studio now, correct? Now, what does Nutrix.org do?
Right. Oh, well, it's actually, like I said, I'm kind of at the other end of the slope of my career, so I'm able to, like, work at home at a much slower pace. I mean, 20, 30-something years of working in agencies at that kind of pace
yeah.
tends to, you know, not burn you out, but makes you crave for the country. So that's sort of where I've moved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot slower paced. I mean, I have a few clients that do repeat business. Most of my career was about advertising and not about design, really. I always kind of liked that. And so now that I'm not with an agency and doing TV commercials and that kind of stuff that requires really big budgets, I do get a lot more design work. I'm doing, you know, some packaging and posters and stuff like that.
We had a question from our very own budding designer, Paul Sonner, from dv-graphics.com. He says, a recent Wired article quotes you as saying you think the logo revision freshens it up, but are there any aspects of the new logo you dislike? Were there any past incarnations of the logo you dislike more than others? He says, personally, I like the new Chrome design 10.3, but it does seem a bit busy. Do you have any opinions on that?
Well, actually, I wasn't aware of the newest design until the guy from Wired interviewed me, and I saw the story the next day, and I saw the little spot of it, and it's going to take a little getting used to have that sort of slash across it. I guess that's supposed to be a reflection thing.
I kind of prefer,
I don't know if it's just because it's so new that I'm not used to it, but I really do like the pristine sort of cleanliness of the logo that's been on a lot of the hardware lately, the monochrome logo that has that nice soft beveled edge with a nice highlight in there. I kind of prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why they needed to kind of move away from the stripes. But like I said before, I think the design people at Apple are just so superior in all the things they do for their hardware and their software that I'm totally fine. It's all totally fine with me, just as long as they keep the shape going.
So you're more in love with the shape than you are with the color. I mean, remember when they changed the stripe logo to the single color logo? There were a lot of folks who were up in arms, but the stripe logo seemed, it was dated. It was time for the stripe to go.
I agree. And I think you really do have to, I guess it does say something for the shape that it can withstand the test of time and tastes and, be able to contain, different looks. And so this latest look with the chrome with the slash thing in it, it's just the latest incarnation, and who knows where it'll go, from there. But originally, when I designed the thing, of course, it needed to have a one color solution. Mm-hmm. So I had obviously a black one and solid colored ones and metallic reflective ones and all that. So it's not totally new in that way.
We got another question from Sandy Cohen, who's also a designer. She's her website. She works for creativepro.com. Not a question as much, but a comment. Rob's non-3D design for the Apple logo was simple and elegant and could be replicated without the need for any halftone screens, which is important for newspaper ads. The current logo is too cumbersome and gets all mucked up when reproduced in certain newspapers. Do you agree?
I think you have to be flexible and true. The more you get, the more you depend on halftones for things, then you're at the mercy of all kinds of publications and printing capabilities. So again, I always found that a problem. I found that a real problem with the stripes when they would try to do the stripes in black and white. It totally didn't work.
Didn't look good at all. No.
No.
We got Mark Challey via email. Says, are the stripes different from the rainbow for copyright reasons, or was it an accident, or what was the occasion there?
Well,
you didn't know what a rainbow colors were, did you?
Well,
that's what I always thought.
Actually, I knew about rainbows and I knew about prisms and all of that.
Yeah.
But really, I really wanted the green up at the top because that's where the leaf was. So I gotta admit that there was a lot of I didn't adhere to any physics formula or anything like that for it. I mean, I've heard things like, oh, it was like such a great plan to make it kind of like a prism, but it kind of not, and all that. I wish I was that calculating in doing it, but a lot of it was just a happy accident. And I've also heard lots of criticisms about it. And I think, you know, in hindsight, some of the colors aren't quite in the right place or aren't quite the right hue because they kind of stick out a little too much. But the strikes are history, and we have to move on.
A lot of folks don't realize it or don't think about it that you were doing this before the times of computers. How have computers changed design, and how have computers changed the way you do design?
Well, a lot of designers that are of my generation, of my age, you know, totally couldn't deal and had to just drop out, which is really a shame. And I must admit that I came to digital design late in the game, and it's really been quite a change and quite a shock, and at times really scary for me. When I was doing that design, it was all about markers and cut paper and straight edges and triangles and all that. So your skills were totally different, and nobody's doing that anymore. And I had to, in mid or late career, learn a whole new way of doing it. Fortunately, I was able to meet some good people who could teach me things. I had to sort of be self-taught on the job. And it's totally changed the way designers work. A lot of guys, you know, have made the transition really beautifully. I never was very technical, and so I had to really wait till it was in its, you know, its present form of the last, you know, 6-8 years, where it was very intuitive and really easy for a non-techno like me to deal with. And so it's always been really weird being known for designing a logo for a computer and really not knowing how to use computers for, you know, the longest time. So, but anyway, I'm in it now, and I just think it's great, the kind of flexibility you can have and what you can do, and just the fact that I can do what I used to have to do at an agency with a whole staff of people and typesetters and stats. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible to think that
incredibly liberating.
You by yourself have replaced that entire agency that you were working for in 1976, haven't you?
Absolutely, sure.
Except for the marketing weenies.
Right.
You still need the marketing weenies.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry, except for the marketing weenies, and we always are going to need marketing weenies.
Right. And like, you know, there's freelance marketing weenies as well as as our directors out there. So, and that's what I found is also the business has changed so much that and had to downsize so much that all of the people who were gainfully employed in the business have taken all those skills outside, are doing it on their own, and we find that there's lots of clients that don't need big agencies, don't want to pay the big overheads.
Sure.
And because the computer sitting on your desk can replace lots of people and lots of brick and mortar, it makes it totally possible to earn a living. So I'm really grateful.
Have you done any work for Apple since then? Have you been involved in any of the new redesigns? Do they call you or consult you or talk to you at all?
No, not really. I mean, I kind of lost touch with Steve. I guess in 1980, I moved to New York, and it's right around that time he became a gazillionaire, and we really kind of lost touch. But I always follow what goes on. When he's ever in the news, I follow it.
Sure.
It's really fascinating.
Folks, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just really proud to have been a part of that, the whole thing. with Apple.
It's pretty amazing how that logo has really stood the test of time, and it shows, I think, your foresight and your abilities, even as a youngster in design. Folks, you can go to Rob's website. His company is called newtrix.org, newtrix.org. Check out his resume. You're going to recognize some of the stuff that Rob's been working on, not just the Apple logo, but a whole bunch of other things. Rob, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us tonight.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.